This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 2, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. In what could be a significant development regarding the mysterious disappearance of adventurer Steve Fawcett, authorities announced yesterday a hiker found three pieces of identification and other items that may have belonged to the missing pilot along a trail near Mammoth Lakes, California. The Associated Press reports Preston Morrow came across an FAA identification card, as well as a pilot's license and an unspecified third form of ID, all bearing Fawcett's name, and $1,005 in cash in a bush off the trail on Monday. Mammoth Lakes is about 140 miles southeast of Reno, well south of the focus of previous searches. Fawcett disappeared September 3, 2007, and was declared legally dead in February at the request of his widow, Peggy. Officials say the items Morrow found appear authentic and will be examined further. The U.S. Congress's Government Accountability Office has ruled in favor of airlines and airports and against the FAA, saying the agency does not have the authority to auction slots at busy Northeast airports. But the Associated Press reports it's not clear if there will be any immediate effect. It became immediately clear that the FAA intends to test the issue further. The agency reacted to the news by calling off its own stay of a test auction of slots at Newark Liberty International Airport. That means it may be planning to move forward with the test. Not surprisingly, yesterday, two of the most vocal opponents of DOT's auction plan applauded the GAO ruling. The Airports Council International North America, representing airports, and the Air Transport Association, representing airlines, had accused the government of unlawfully usurping the proprietary right of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey in conducting the auctions of two landing slots formerly used by now bankrupt EOS Airlines. Greg Principato, president of ACINA, said, quote, FAA should focus on working collaboratively with the Port Authority to develop and implement a reasonable and effective program to reduce passenger delays and congestion, unquote. James May, president and CEO of the Air Transport Association, concurred, quote, we urge the FAA to put their focus and attention on increasing capacity and airspace redesign to make progress in actually reducing delays, unquote. The U.S. Department of Justice says a British citizen and former executive of British Airways World Cargo has taken a plea deal, which includes prison time, for participating in a conspiracy to fix rates for international air cargo shipments. According to the charges filed in U.S. District Court in the District of Columbia, Keith Packer, former commercial general manager for British Airways World Cargo, and his fellow conspirators engaged in a conspiracy to fix the air cargo rates charged to customers for international air shipments, including to and from the U.S., in violation of the Sherman Act. Under the plea agreement, which is subject to court approval, Packer has agreed to serve 8 months in jail, pay a $20,000 criminal fine, and cooperate with the department's ongoing investigation. According to the charges, Packer and others engaged in a price-fixing conspiracy from as early as March 2002 through at least February 14, 2006. Nine air cargo companies have already pleaded guilty to roles in the price-fixing scheme and paid fines totaling more than $1 billion. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing, where we'll tell you more about these stories. Boeing loses another Air Force tanker contract. U.S. Airways pilots observe 3 years of pilot segregation. And the Kennedy Space Center gets a new director. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Mike Whaley, a student pilot and activist on behalf of Valkyria Airport on the Florida Space Coast. Brevard County Commissioners just disbanded the Airport Advisory Board, and Mike gives us some background. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.